USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are celebrating primary election victories in New Hampshire this morning. Biden winning in a write-in campaign on the Democratic side, Trump topping rival Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. Biden planning to push hard on the issue of abortion.
That's the Dobbs decision all over this country, from Ohio to Kansas, Michigan, Kentucky, Wisconsin, voting to protect the freedom to choose.
During that political rally in Manassas, Virginia yesterday, Biden blamed Trump and the new conservative majority U.S. Supreme Court for stripping away constitutional protections for women. He also promised to veto any proposed nationwide ban on abortion, which Republicans are debating now. At that same Biden campaign event, supporters of the sitting president shouted down a group of protesters who were chanting Genocide Joe, referring to Biden. The protesters called for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Amidst all that, Biden responded saying, quote, they feel deeply. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas, paving the way for the razor wire erected at the southern border to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. Meanwhile, President Biden has repeated his call for more border security funding from Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more money is not the solution. He asserts the Biden administration must address its border policy.
Trump put in place four policies that led to a secure border, and when Biden came into office, he eliminated those four policies.
This, as newer reporting finds, a $14 billion immigration deal may be coming together in Congress. Overseas, Turkey's parliament is approving Sweden's entrance into NATO, removing one of the last remaining obstacles to an historic expansion of the alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The heavy fighting continues between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. Israeli forces suffering their worst losses in a while this week when Hamas militants killed 21 IDF troops in Gaza on Monday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby discussed the Biden administration's vision of a post-war Gaza.
We don't want to see Hamas in charge of Gaza anymore. We certainly agree with our Israeli counterparts that whatever the future of post-conflict Gaza looks like, it can't include Hamas leaders.
Former President Donald Trump or current President Joe Biden may still have a path back into the Oval Office no matter how the election shakes out in November. If either side successfully delays certification of election results in Congress 1 year from now, those election results might be sent down to the nation's state legislatures and state assemblies to decide. Republicans control the majority of state legislative seats in America, but democratically controlled and influenced states may yet have a high enough number of electoral votes still to hand Biden a victory at the end of the day. Such a process would be brand new territory for the country in modern time, but is provided for by the U.S. Constitution. The L.A. Times is announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it is losing between $30 and $40 million every year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.